the Public News Service DOAA newscast for June the 5th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. As the summer construction season ramps up, the industry is preparing for new requirements underpinning law changes. We get the details from Minnesota.
In recent years, Minnesota has cracked down on wage theft. But labor leaders within construction say they're still seeing too many workers being taken advantage of. They pushed for a bill in the recent legislative session to hold owners and managers of construction sites liable and not just a subcontractor suspected of wage theft. Adam Dunick of the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters says the provision was included in a final budget bill.
The best part about this law, what will happen is generals and developers won't hire those bad subcontractors to begin with, because then the general and the developer will understand that they're responsible for that.
The bill does carve out exemptions for certain single-family housing development projects, as well as contractors with collective bargaining agreements. Some associations within the industry criticize the plan, saying it plays favorites in regards to those exemptions. I'm Mike Moen.
According to the union, Minnesota joins Illinois as the only other Midwestern state to weave in specific liability language for general contractors and developers. Now from CNN, an investigation underway after over a dozen migrants arrived in Sacramento, California by private jet with no prior arrangement or care in place. According to CNN, California officials on Saturday met with a group who had documentation purporting to be from the government of the state of Florida. Governor Newsom said the immigrants were taken from Texas to New Mexico and then flown by private charter jet to California, where they were dumped on the doorstep of a local church without any advance warning. Meantime, summer with the 90-day break from school can be fun but also challenging for rural kids.
In the U.S., more than 22 million children depend on school breakfast and lunch programs. And on the heels of the pandemic, there's even greater concern about summer learning loss among school-aged kids. Save the Children's Make Summer Fair program is addressing the issue with mobile food units and learning supplies. State director for the nonprofit, Yaha Aguilera, says kids can lose more than a third of school year learning over the summer months.
We want to ensure kids have books, that they have some other activities, even if it's for 2 weeks or 3 weeks. We want them to be involved and keep talking to their friends, keep talking to some of other adults to give them some literacy.
But since the beginning of the COVID pandemic, Save the Children has served more than 45 million meals to kids and families in rural America. I'm Roz Brown.
This is Public News Service. A program from the Nature Conservancy that will move oysters from farms to reef restoration is providing both economic and environmental benefits to New Hampshire and coastal communities.
Oyster reefs help keep water clean, provide vital habitat for aquatic species, and help protect shorelines from the brunt of climate change. Great Bay oyster farmer Kristen Ward says farmers are gaining a new market for larger oysters considered less desirable by restaurants while helping revitalize area waterways.
Especially since during COVID, a lot of the restaurants are closing down. So it kind of gave us, you know, a new outlet and started linking them with restoration. So it was really nice.
So far, the program has purchased more than 3 million live oysters, helping restore 40 acres of oyster reefs nationwide, including a 15-acre reef at Nanny Island, where Ward says the state has imposed a moratorium on fishing to help jumpstart the reef's regrowth. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
And despite looks of disgust and hateful online comments, a New York chef is persevering on a mission to change minds about eating insects. Details from Edwin J. Vieira in this report from the Solutions Journalism Network and The Guardian.
Chef Joseph Yoon founded Brooklyn Bugs and is hoping to change public perception on palatable pests. The entomophagy expert's mission isn't an easy one, although its success can be beneficial in the battle against climate change. A United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization report finds edible insects create far less emissions than conventional livestock. Yoon notes this is particularly true of the multi-purpose black soldier fly.
They can eliminate organic waste, and their larvae grow thousands of times in, like, I believe a 2 week time span. And the organic waste that they eat can, while they do that, they emit a negligible amount of methane gases.
He says their larvae can also be used as pet food or livestock feed.
Finally, our Deborah Van Fleet lets us know Missourians scored some big wins for child care and pre-K programs in the recent 2023 session.
Brian Schmidt, executive director of Kids Win Missouri, calls it a really exciting time for child care and early childhood education in the state. He attributes a lot of these legislative gains, a combined $160 million for child care subsidies and pre-K programs, to the child care crisis that was exacerbated by the COVID pandemic.
73 counties in Missouri are considered child care deserts. And I think it's really just an impact of the pandemic where a lot of the child care facilities are just struggling to find and recruit a workforce.
Schmidt adds that Governor Mike Parson identified expanding early childhood programs as a priority.
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for starting your week with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported. Hear us on great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform, and find our trusted indicators at publicnewsservice.org.